Well, the Clicks business model of integrating pharmacies into its health and beauty stores is a business model that's continued to perform very well for investors in Clicks. The retailer started more than 50 years ago by an entrepreneur by the name of Jack Golden. Jack Golden used the money he earned from the sale of his four pick and pay stores to a young guy called Raymond Ackerman in the late 1960s to begin. And unlike many South African retailers, which have been looking for better opportunities offshore than at home, Clicks, certainly under the leadership of its former chief executive, a former chief executive, the ex-Boots executive, David Neal, instead of following the herd out of the country, instead focused on the domestic market, saw the opportunity in bringing pharmacy into the stores and saw that as a draw card, and that has grown the business and certainly delivered solid returns over time. Bettina Engelbrecht is the chief executive officer of Clicks. It's a strategy that's strong. It's a strategy that's dependable. It's a strategy that is working. Is it a strategy that will continue to satisfy your investors in the longer term? Bettina, good evening.
Thank you very much, Bruce. Great question, and thank you very much for the leading as well. Definitely. I think, you know, we've got a path to grow. When you're thinking about pharmacy market share, which is, of course, is a key driver of our overall growth, then you'll see, you know, we've only got 24% market share. And if you put all of corporate retail pharmacy together, it's around about 50% market share. Now, if you look at the rest of the world where this sort of drugstore model also prevails, actually corporates get up to 70 to 80% of the total market share.
What?
So quite, yep. So, you know, lots of room for growth. And then we could not yet have begun to fully explore the rest of sub-Saharan Africa. We can already see that our stores in Namibia, Botswana, Lesotho, Eswatini are doing phenomenally well. And right now we are contemplating Zambia.
Is there pressure by your shareholders to go beyond the borders, to expand into other markets? Some have done it successfully. Some have come horribly unstuck. You seem to be going as the style of Clicks is very cautiously, very conservatively, very with a great deal of caution into the markets. How is it playing out, and what sort of dynamics are at play in the background here?
Well, you know, the way that we look at it, I wouldn't say cautious. I would say that we try and make sure, you know, that we understand the market, that we have got a value proposition that will work within that market, that we've got the right teams and the right locations, and, you know, then we plan for it and then we execute the plan. That's what we really well, you know, we've got that capability. We are excellent at execution and being very, very disciplined in our delivery as well. So, you know, retail is about getting a recipe and then perfecting the recipe and rolling out the recipe. And that's what we've done really very well and consistently so.
Your most recent deal was the acquisition of Sorbet, and you've also bought MChem and a software development company called 180 Degrees. Those all done last year. Sorbet is the most, I think, visible business certainly in the public eye, started by entrepreneur Ian Furr, bought and held briefly by the Bidvest founder Brian Joffe in an investment firm. He was hoping to bring together a United Colors of Benetton Bidvest sort of an investment company. He then sold that on to private equity and Old Mutual, who then sold it on to you. Is it settled? Is it all in place? Is everybody happy?
Settled very, very well. Yeah, we understand, you know, how to evaluate potential acquisitions. We look for a couple of very key things, such as, for example, what's the return that we're going to be earning from it. Do we believe that it's been well run, that it's got a reputable management team, that they've performed ethically, that there's an alignment in terms of our vision and mission as an organization? And then importantly, are we able to extract synergies, and do we believe that in our hands it will do much better than in the hands of the target? And so Sorbet really even outperformed the Clicks business, up 14.9%. And importantly, you know, a whole new demographic for us is that metrosexual man in South Africa. You know, Sorbet Man has performed exceptionally well, as have the new hybrid format. So very interesting, and we've already had approaches from north of our South African borders for individuals that are interested in taking Sorbet as a master franchise into the rest of Africa. So interesting times ahead.
Okay, good. The salon concept. What about, of course, the marvelous business, the values? Well, when it started out, the values-driven business of Body Shop, which was then went into corporate and was owned by a big multinational. You guys got the rights to exclusive rights to import and to operate Body Shops in South Africa. Business went bust this last year, certainly in the UK, and I'm unsure as to what the future of Body Shop holds and how your relationship is affected as a result of the loss of the initial love for Body Shop that was held under Anita Roddick.
Well, you know, I'm a very key Body Shop customer myself, and you know, it's not something that I would easily move away from, and that's really, I think, the Body Shop customer. I would have said that the important thing to know is that the Body Shop has got two components to it. The one part is the franchise business, and we form part of the franchise operation of the Body Shop International. And what the owners or Aurelius have reassured us is that, first of all, the franchise businesses across the world are profitable. And the Body Shop, which franchise that we hold, has always performed in the top two or three of all of the franchise operations, in fact, even number one. And then, you know, the Body Shop franchise business is very key to their future profitability and therefore their future strategy. Now, the area that everybody is focusing on at the moment is the other part of the Body Shop International, which are their corporate retail businesses, meaning company-owned. And in the USA, the UK, and Canada, they have placed that under administratorship. And part of that really is just a legal process in those countries aimed at really right-sizing the businesses in those countries. But, you know,
so
I think
you've still got factories that work, you've still got supply chains that work, you're still getting body butter and all the other smelly stuff into South Africa. Forgive me for being technical on this, Bettina. You're getting the lotions and potions onto the shelves, and as far as you can tell, it continues.
Yeah, no, as far as it all continues. In fact, over the peak Christmas trading period, they launched some new variants, Bluebell being one of them. And I just bought Bluebell last week, and everybody in my household is certainly raving about it. So I think, interesting times ahead.
It's a persona non grata in your own home. Bettina Engelbrecht, thank you very much indeed, Chief Executive at Clicks. Good news on the front that we, even though Body Shop globally under pressure, South Africa maintains its franchise agreement.